Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I thought I was ready. Every time I try and leave the draft game, every time I think I'm done this weekend, they keep pulling me back in. Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuemeke going to be joining us in an hour. We've told you she is knee-deep in preseason basketball. And honestly, it's good because she's going to need time to process what I am trying to process right now. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We'll talk to Dan Graziano in a little bit, who's going to have some explaining to do on behalf of one of our other ESPN NFL insiders, Adam Schefter. Because earlier today, I saw these tweets coming out from Chris Mortensen, our other great insider, Mita Kimes, who's on a special Extendo two-hour edition of NFL Live right now with everybody, talking about Adam Schefter's got a bomb. He's getting ready to drop on everybody. Tune into NFL Live. And I figure, all right, with all this buildup, it's got to be something like Adam's going to announce the upcoming NFL season or the upcoming schedule or where the draft's going to be. No, no, no. Instead, we get this. Reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers is so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers that he has told some within the organization he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources tell ESPN on Thursday. This has gone on so much so, marrying well with reports that we heard earlier today that the 49ers had picked up the phone and called Green Bay to inquire about training for Aaron Rodgers. All of this aligning to now officially put Aaron Rodgers in play for draft weekend. I wasn't ready for this walking in today. I was ready to honestly come in with today and be honest with you guys and say, you know what? I don't have any original topics left leading up to the draft. The well is gone dry. I'm just waiting for tonight like you guys are. We could talk about the third pick again if you want. We could try and figure out if Atlanta's open for business. Now everyone's got to be going crazy. Because if you're an NFL team with a pulse that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, I got to imagine you're kind of looking at the phone right now wondering what it's going to take. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. How the hell did we get here now? Aaron Rodgers, so disgruntled, and we know, going back to last year, Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy when the Green Bay Packers used their first-round draft pick on quarterback Jordan Love out of Utah State. We know that didn't go over well. Aaron Rodgers has been passively, aggressively putting stuff out into the ether about this since that moment. It has all been one weird passive-aggressive ball of shade that feels like it's been building in Green Bay since that time. You can go all the way back to this. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, on April 2nd, so we're now just inside a month ago, was on SportsCenter with Kenny Mayne and talked about the Packers being his team, how he wants it to end there. This was Aaron Rodgers earlier this month.
So far, it's definitely been my team. I said last year, I didn't know if that was actually possible to be able to finish there. I still feel like that's kind of where we're at. I mean, I don't know that a lot of that's in my hands, but I guess we'll kind of see as we go.
And when Kenny pressed him further on, why wouldn't you just say he's the guy? Check this out.
Well, when you say things like that, then he just said it's not in his hands. He might be right. Like, things get misinterpreted. Wouldn't you like to just proclaim, I'm there. I'm your guy. I want to keep throwing for Lombardi Avenue all day.
Ken, you and I both know that's not how it works.
No. Like Russell Wilson. He just answered a question.
Yeah. I'm not, necessarily going to approach it to, like, how that some of that stuff came out. But, look, like I said last year, those things are just out of my control. The team has obviously the power to do what they want. My job is just to play as well as I can. I think there may have been, ideas about what certain things meant in the last year. I just focused on my play, went out and played really well, won MVP, and I've been having a hell of an offseason.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Jhené Egbuemeke Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So Aaron Rodgers is unhappy. Aaron Rodgers said inside a month ago, the Packers have the power to do what they want. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers doesn't feel that way anymore because now, according to Adam Schefter, and hearing all of this on NFL Live, where he has been giving you these updates through the course of today, he said that the Packers have had three separate officials fly out to visit Aaron Rodgers: President Mark Murphy, General Manager Brian Gutekunst, and head coach Matt LaFleur have all made separate trips to try and mend this fence. Adam Schefter's also reported that they have offered Aaron Rodgers a contract extension that so far has not been accepted. He has not attended their virtual offseason program. And so now we're left with a question. What do the Packers do, and what can Aaron Rodgers do? Can he actually get himself out of Green Bay? We've talked about this for a while now. Again, these aren't sentiments that are new from Aaron Rodgers. Frustration, trying to point out uncertainty his future. But the question now becomes, what can he actually do about it? We had this discussion with Deshaun Watson earlier this offseason. He seemed motivated enough to actually miss time. Because make no mistake, Green Bay does have an overwhelming amount of power right now. Aaron Rodgers is under contract. They've got Jordan Love, who they drafted in the first round, waiting in the wings for them. And Aaron Rodgers is left with a decision. Is he going to, if this matters enough to him, threaten to sit out game time? Because I saw Mina Kimes point this out, our ESPN NFL analyst on NFL Live. Green Bay has reportedly turned down the San Francisco 49ers with the third overall pick. How's it going to get better than that? What's the offer going to have to look like to pry Aaron Rodgers from Green Bay, knowing that? Because again, here was the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, on Monday at their press conference talking about Aaron Rodgers being their quarterback.
Aaron's our guy. He's going to be our quarterback for the foreseeable future. We're excited about, you know, kind of the things we're going to try to accomplish here over the next couple of years. So we certainly think that, you know, with the contract that you're kind of talking about, is something we'll work through. We're going to have to do probably a few things with different contracts as we head towards the season and through the season to make sure that our salary cap situation, not only this year, but in 2022, is square. So we're not done yet. We've done a lot to get here. We've kind of been doing things as we go, and we will continue to do that as we go.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. That was on Monday. And so if these flights have been had, if you've had three separate members of the Packers brass flying out to try and mend fences with Aaron Rodgers, this isn't new news. But the question is now, is it bad enough on both sides? Because if this is about, and I've seen Adam Schefter following up with tweets, this is not too long ago, 15 minutes ago, Adam Schefter retweeted Jay Glazer, insider over at Fox, that said Aaron told the Packers he doesn't want to return, as Adam Schefter said, and I think it's more than a contract deal. I think he's pretty strongly convicted that he doesn't want to go back to the Packers. And Adam Schefter emphasizes it's about more than a new contract. So what is it about, and is that disagreement enough for the Packers to say, all right, we're going to speed up our timeline? Because they drafted Jordan Love with an idea last year. Aaron Rodgers won the MVP and threw a wrench into those plans. I don't think Green Bay expected him to be bad, but to win the MVP and throw 50 touchdowns, that's a different level of accomplishment, one that I think changed the timeline for them. And so now Green Bay's got to decide, is this going to be ugly enough for us to say, you know what, head into the draft weekend. We drafted Jordan Love as the future. We could secure him a haul, maybe find a team that's willing to give us a Pro Bowl player and some picks, really start to line up our future on a team that they're confident in the head coach, they're confident in having a Pro Bowl wide receiver, a starting left tackle that's maybe the best in the league in David Bakhtiari, all these great things for the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers on the other side has a decision to make. When you stop and take a breath, is there a better path forward for him to win a Super Bowl than the talent amassed in Green Bay right now? You can put maybe three teams out there that might get him close. San Fran, who again, Green Bay has reportedly turned down that third pick and offer from to trade for Aaron Rodgers. The Miami Dolphins, another one of the teams that we linked for a long time to Deshaun Watson this offseason. And the New Orleans Saints. Fresh off losing their Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees, him retiring and going off into the sunset. Those would be teams I could look at and say, yeah, you know what? You add Aaron Rodgers to that mix, and all of a sudden, you're Super Bowl bound. Aaron Rodgers might do that to any team, but for him, ultimately, who's going to give him a better option than what he's got right now? And the Packers, can they make a deal with them before the weekend's over? If I had to call it now, I would say that this gets loud, this settles down, and Aaron probably ends up in Green Bay still for some of these reasons. But We're on the precipice of it right now. The Packers are staring at a draft weekend where there's still time for them to try and secure a haul if they think this is something that's untenable. How uncomfortable is Aaron Rodgers willing to make them? We'll get to talk to Mark Tauscher in a little bit here from ESPN Milwaukee, former Green Bay Packer offensive lineman. Try and take the temperature out there. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Who should be making the strongest push for Aaron Rodgers right now? Where would Aaron Rodgers rather play than a team in Green Bay that's been to back-to-back NFC championships? We'll get to all that and how this affects what we're going to see from three on down tonight for the 49ers pick as we get set for the 2021 NFL Draft here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGonti, full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Just when you thought it was going to be a normal day, Aaron Rodgers, so disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers, he's told some within the organization he does not want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday. That is reported by our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter. This is Chinay Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Lots going on here. Mark Tauscher is going to join us next. He was here to make the Green Bay Packers mock draft selection in our 2021 Chinay Ngola Jr. mock draft that's in its final day today. We're going to have a little more to talk about now. We're also going to talk to Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider, in about 20 minutes here. Try and get a handle on what's happening with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay right now. We came in today so focused on the 49ers because, quietly, some strange things had already been happening. If you were paying attention to the NFL today, you had the San Francisco 49ers third overall pick. The odds for that on certain gambling outlets shifting in favor of Trey Lance as the betting favorite for that third overall pick over Mac Jones, who'd been presumed there for so long. Then you had reports earlier in the day, things out there, that the 49ers had called Green Bay to inquire about trading for Aaron Rodgers, and we were all making the jokes about, well, you know, I'll call X supermodel and ask her to go out on a date, and it's not going to happen. Like, we all got our jokes off. And then Adam Schefter went on NFL Live and told us, no, this is real. Aaron Rodgers has told people, has been so disgruntled that, again, according to Adam Schefter, the Packers are aware of his feelings, concerned about them, and have had team president Mark Murphy, general manager Brian Gutekunst, and head coach Matt LaFleur each fly out on separate trips to meet with Rodgers at various points this offseason, sources told ESPN. So where do we go from here now, and how does it affect the draft? Because I jokingly asked 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, which team should be calling Aaron Rodgers? It should be every team that doesn't have Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback. Like, it's that simple. Maybe if you're a team with a young star, maybe if you have Josh Allen, maybe if you're the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. But you know what I mean. By and large, every NFL team should be taking a swing at this. And now we've also started to see people floating out there, destinations that should absolutely be swinging hardest because they'd be appealing to the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. There's one important thing to keep in mind that we always bring up in these conversations, because we've had disgruntled quarterbacks. We had Carson Wentz upset this year. We've had Deshaun Watson. We've had Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers does not have a no-trade clause, so the Green Bay Packers aren't beholden to Aaron Rodgers' wishes in this. But at the same time, they're going to want to get a haul back heading into draft weekend. If they've already turned down the third pick, what's it going to take and who should be taking their shot? Can Green Bay be made uncomfortable enough by Aaron Rodgers? Because reportedly, he hasn't been showing up to the virtual offseason program, which isn't going to do much of anything, isn't going to make much happen. Is he willing to miss significant time? Immediately, we started talking about teams that could potentially be on the radar for this. And I said, all right, think about the teams that were involved in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes earlier this year. We already mentioned San Fran, but they've been turned down reportedly at that third overall pick. I can think of three other teams that would make a fair amount of sense. Miami Dolphins. ready-made defense, was trending in a playoff direction last year, that made a team that made a quarterback switch midseason to a rookie and still was close to making it to the playoffs in the AFC. The New Orleans Saints just lost their Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees to retirement. And I was saying this about the Deshaun Watson this offseason, and I will say it now here with Aaron Rodgers. Denver, where are you at? You got everything else set up. Do you really want to leave your future in the hands of Drew Locke? Now, I saw Dan Orlovsky on Twitter throw the Raiders in here as well. I just can't see Aaron Rodgers and John Gruden as a mix. If Aaron Rodgers is truly trying to go somewhere and trying to explore a different part of his life and maybe emulate some of what we saw with Tom Brady and enjoy the next phase, the final chapter of his career, Las Vegas with John Gruden doesn't seem like the place that you would do that. So those are the teams that stick out to me, Denver, Miami, and New Orleans. With a special emphasis, I'm going to keep saying Denver and Miami. They were so deep in our conversations and discussions about teams that should be pursuing Deshaun Watson. Aaron Rodgers, that same thing would apply. I know it's not necessarily as long a runway. Certainly age is going to factor into it. But damn, this is courtesy of ESPN Stats and Info, no MVP in the NFL has ever switched teams and played for another team the next season. Two have retired. We've had that. Norm Van Brocklin and Jim Brown both retired the year after they won their MVP, but no one's ever changed teams like this. So this is a unique, unique outlook. Let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on Chenea Ngola Jr. Who should be swinging for Rodgers?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I heard you talk on the radio show in Memphis, man. You're awesome, dude.
Thank you.
I think the only team that can trade for Aaron Rodgers is the New York Jets, and it's got to be that number two. They're going to drop Zach Wilson and go all in on Aaron Rodgers' supermodel, as you say.
You know, I appreciate the call. This is where it gets interesting because, again, I'd say Aaron Rodgers should never want to go to New York, but New York's got a ton of capital they can offer. Now, is the second pick worth more to Green Bay than the third pick? Because keep in mind, they've in theory got their quarterback of the future on the roster in Jordan Love, the one that in part caused a lot of this drama last year. Wouldn't it be ironic to watch Aaron Rodgers follow the Brett Favre path to New York, though, of all things? That's going to be extremely interesting. 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, if you want to get in touch with us. Because Aaron Rodgers, that's the one part he doesn't control. What is it going to take? Because if the third pick's not enough, I don't know if the second pick's going to be. And I don't think that New York has a player on that roster that's going to be enough. Is it going to have to be attached with a Pro Bowl player? Would that have to get involved? Because the first thing I thought of when this happened is, How are somehow we going to wind up with Aaron Rodgers as a Patriot? The nightmare scenario for the rest of the league. We'll get to more of that. We'll get to our mock draft next. We will check in with Green Bay and take the temperature of that city with one of our guests next after this word from 303 Products. Aaron Rodgers just completely throwing a wrench into our draft day. Unbelievable. I thought I was ready to quit the game, and I can't. I love it. 303 Products, are you looking for professional level of protection for your car's paint without the cost you'd pay for a professional detailer? Well, new revolutionary 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating provides just that, 12 months of protection with a simple mode of application. You can do it yourself in no time. It leaves your car's finish with an insane level of shine and depth, plus the water beading's crazy. Your car will never look better. It also helps keep your car looking that way longer, too. The layer of protection helps repel dust, fights off water spouting. It does this by making water shed quickly from the surface and lowering the surface temperature so that water doesn't end up drying on the paint. It's also great to use on your car's glass, wheels, and trim, too. Now available at Advance Auto Parts and Pep Boys locations nationwide, or you can learn more by visiting 303radio.com. Aaron Rodgers is unhappy. How are the fans in Green Bay feeling? Next, here on ESPN Radio.
Chenea Ngola Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGani. Full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Aaron Rodgers unhappy in Green Bay, according to our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter. So much so that three separate team officials have flown out to try and mend fences. So far, no good. So where do we go from here? Chinay Ngolick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. Chinay Ogwumike going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider, also going to join us in about 10 minutes here to get us updated on this situation. And we've got our mock draft that we're rolling along, getting to the end of. And certainly, like our regular draft that's getting ready to come up tonight, a lot has changed in light of this Aaron Rodgers news. We heard the San Francisco 49ers had called to try and inquire about a trade. The Green Bay Packers had told them 0% chance. And so now we've started to wonder, can Aaron Rodgers do enough to get out of there? Can he make them uncomfortable enough? Can someone offer Green Bay enough of a package? I said, looking at the teams out there right now, I'd look at Denver, Miami, and New Orleans and say these are places that are Super Bowl-ready rosters, that places that look like they're ready to go, that might also be able to offer Green Bay enough to pull their finger on this. But I also said, hey, listen, we all assume the worst case, he somehow ends up in New England. And Cliff, our great producer, brought up this question earlier in the show. Cliff, ask what you asked earlier, because I am intrigued by this.
First of all, I'm terrified of New England landing a quarterback after this weekend, period.
Truth.
But I'd be even more terrified to know that it's either Jimmy Garoppolo, Justin Fields, or Aaron Rodgers. Who do you think has the best odds of landing in New England out of those three?
More likely to land in New England, I would probably say Jimmy Garoppolo at this point. I think Justin Fields, I don't think he's going to make it far enough down for New England to be involved in all this. But at Mike Golick Jr., at Chinay, and 888-729-3776, more likely quarterback for New England coming off this weekend, Jimmy Garoppolo, Justin Fields, or Aaron Rodgers?
You're dead wrong. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. We're going to be terrified for the next 10-plus years.
My God. Speaking of the next 10-plus years, we're going to try and find some new homes for players tonight. We've got some interesting news that we need to get to with a friend of ours from Green Bay. And so let's start our mock draft.
The road to Super Bowl 56 and the Lombardi Trophy starts here.
Good evening. So you ready for the draft?
The NFL draft is right around the corner. And instead of Chinay Ngolick Jr. trying to navigate the mock draft landscape, we'll ask the people that actually cover and talk about these teams. It's the inaugural Chinay Ngolick Jr. Mock Draft on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
All right, we are now deep down towards the end of this. Picks 29 through 32 coming today. And pick number 29, as fate would have it, belongs to the Green Bay Packers. Cliff, hit the chimes. To help us make this pick, Mark Tauscher from ESPN Milwaukee is joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mark, the floor is yours for the pick, my friend.
Well, Golick, this was under the premise that Aaron Rodgers is still our quarterback, which we all hope that is the case up here in Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers select Rondale Moore, wide receiver, Purdue.
And that's a great pick, Rondale Moore. I don't want to take any of his moment away from him being selected by the Green Bay Packers in this mock draft. But, Mark, you played in Green Bay for the Packers. You are close and cover the team now. What has the reaction been in the wake of Adam Schefter reporting about Aaron Rodgers being so unhappy that now the likelihood of him moving has seemed higher than it has all offseason?
It's bedlam. I think we've, there's been rumors and people have talked about the fact that after last year's draft, kind of that clock started. And I think we've all kind of, he had an MVP season. We've heard everybody up at the Packers organization saying he's our guy for the foreseeable future, all this. But we had not heard anything from the other side of the camp, and that's Aaron. And this is the first thing. And there's a lot of Packer fans that are incredibly concerned that if somebody makes an offer tonight, is it possible today is the last day Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, which none of us thought would be the case, even with all the other stuff that we talked about until Schefter made that report.
Mark, what do you think it would take to get Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay? We heard the reports that San Fran called and was told no. Do you think it would have to involve a player in addition to picks?
Oh, man, I think everybody is still trying to wrap their head around that this actually could happen. I would be surprised if Green Bay, just because this report happened today, they have said, and Gutekunst has just put out, they're not trading him. But we'll see as things go and things get closer. I'd be surprised if something happened tonight, but if there ever was a trade, I think you're looking at a haul of Herschel Walker type in order to get him out of Green Bay.
You guys can check him out. Mark Tauscher, former Packers tackle, working with ESPN Milwaukee, doing a great job up there. Mark, we appreciate it, man. Good luck tonight.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, so the Packers are off the board with Rondale Moore, but I got to be honest, their pick late in the first round, the last thing on most of their minds at this point in time with an unhappy Aaron Rodgers. Let's try and bring some joy to people's worlds, though, because while the Packers may be unhappy, we have one of our very near and dear friends around here who is happier than I've seen her in a long time this football season. The Buffalo Bills are on the clock with the 30th pick in the draft. Cliff, hit the chimes. And to make this pick for the Buffalo Bills, following in the wake of Green Bay's misery and chaos, is the calm, the joy, the unbridled purity of our ESPN radio anchor, SportsCenter update extraordinaire, Christine Lisi, gets to make the 30th overall pick for her beloved Buffalo Bills. Christine.
It's been a long time since my guys have picked this low, Michael. First of all, shout out to one of my Western New York peeps and fellow Bills fan, Ryan Talbot, who huddled with me. We made this pick together. And Cliff, do not put any nonsense about the Patriots grabbing a quarterback. Don't put that in the universe. With that said, Joe Tryon, edge rusher, University of Washington.
All right, there we go. Get a little UW flavor in here. Can understand that, Christine, because you look at all the things that went well for Buffalo last year. It seemed like getting a consistent pass rush up front was probably the one thing you guys were leaving behind.
Yeah, and Steph Diggs did his best. He tried to holler at J.J. Watt, but, you know, he went elsewhere. He said, hey, big fella, when you get a chance, but he couldn't make that pitch.
He did his best to do a little bit of cruton. And, Christine, I want to apologize because I also spoke some of that Aaron Rodgers and New England stuff out here.
No.
I know. I'm
no
scared
Justin
of it.
Fields, no Jimmy G. Nothing. No.
Said, you guys are coming back into this season with Cam Newton, and you are going to like it. Oh, that's the laugh of a Buffalo Bills fan who is enjoying the time on the top of this division and wants to stay there. Christine, you are the best. I am wishing you a very free and easy draft night tonight.
Yes.
That's what we hope for. So there we go. Green Bay comes off the board with Rondale Moore out of Purdue. The Buffalo Bills and Christine Lisi go Joe Tryon from Washington, the outside linebacker there. We will get you the final two picks of this draft coming up in a couple of hours. But coming up next, we got to check in with one of our ESPN NFL insiders because as Mark Tauscher, former Packers tackle, described it, it is bedlam right now in Green Bay. Where do we go from here now that Aaron Rodgers and his unhappiness in Green Bay have apparently reached a boiling point? We'll do that next. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Well, the countdown is on to the 2021 NFL Draft.
Join me, Elle Duncan, Kevin DeGonne, full coverage of the first three rounds on ESPN Radio.
Coverage begins tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agumake set to join us in about 15 minutes here. And man, what a ride today has been. I was all set to come on with you guys today and talk about Adam Schefter tweeting that Tim Tebow had recently reached out to the Jacksonville Jaguars to request a tryout at tight end. That was going to be the thing today leading up to the draft. And instead, we know Aaron Rodgers went and broke NFL Live, reporting that Aaron Rodgers so disgruntled with the Packers, he's told someone in the organization he does not want to return to the team. And so to try and figure out what the hell we're supposed to do now, our ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano is joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Dan, I'm sure you've been digesting this news like the rest of us. Have you heard anything in the wake of Adam Schefter's announcement about Aaron Rodgers on SportsCenter about where we're at currently, if anything leading up to the start of the draft tonight may in fact happen for the Packers?
Yeah, I've been digesting it. Going to need like a whole bucket of Tums or something if we're going to have to digest this. Look, it's a big deal. My understanding is that the relationship is obviously in a pretty bad place, and I'm not talking about just contractually. I think there's a lot of bad blood between Rodgers and the front office. I think he feels like, you know, they haven't done right by him in terms of the commitment. Look, when he signed the extension a couple of years back, there was a big push-pull about he wanted guaranteed money. The Packers don't do much guaranteed money in their contracts. So it's been going on a little while, and there might be a personal thing or two, you know, with him and some people in the front office. So I think it seems clear at this point that he'd like to be elsewhere. The question is, how realistic is that, right? So financially for the Packers, they're going to get slammed on the salary cap if they trade him. You know, if they trade him now, the cap hit would be a little bit more than what it's going to be just to have him on the team, but they wouldn't have him on the team. So they'd have to figure out something else at quarterback, and that could be expensive too.
trade him after June 1st. You can push some of that cap hit to next year, but next year they got a cap problem too. They don't even have Davante Adams signed. So they are in a pickle here, and the timing of this couldn't be worse for them as they get ready for the draft. And I'm sure they're hearing, I know for a fact they're hearing from teams. They're telling teams they're not going to move him. But to the extent that he can, it seems like he's trying to force their hand, whether that means this weekend or down the road.
Dan, do we have any idea, and we don't know if deals have been offered now, but based on what we've seen in the past, what it might cost to actually pry Aaron Rodgers out of there? We heard reportedly they had told the 49ers no on the phone, but what do we think has to go into an offer that would actually get Aaron Rodgers out from Green Bay?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question because, like, the 49ers surely included tonight's number three pick in any discussions they would have. But, like, somebody else pointed out to me, like, the number three overall pick, is that too high a price for a 37-year-old quarterback, even if he did just win MVP? So, you know, you have a guy who's 37, making $25 million plus a year. You know, it's not as if you know, you're trading for Patrick Mahomes, right? And you get the next like 10, 15 years of him. So that has to be factored in. I got to believe they could get a first round pick for him. But I don't know that you could expect to get multiples. Although maybe that's what they want, because obviously the 49ers don't have multiples anymore. They already traded them all to get the pick they have tonight. So in terms of the price, it's a little bit unprecedented here in terms of a guy coming off an MVP season. We've never seen one of those guys traded. And of course, being, I don't want to say he's at the tail end of his career, but he's certainly a lot closer to the end than he is to the beginning. So that would come down to how many teams are interested and, you know, how long they think he has left.
Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider here with us on Chenay and Golic Jr. And Dan, we're so close to tonight. So much of the talk's been about San Fran's third overall pick and who they're going to decide on there. If we get through this weekend with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers isn't moved, do you think that's it for this? Do you think this is something that's really going to linger further into the offseason if they can't find capital for him before the draft?
I think that's going to be up to Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, look, this is if he wants to force the issue, if he's going to hold out of, let's say, their mandatory minicamp in June or the start of training camp in late July, then that forces their hand. They can play hardball right now and say, look, I mean, you know, you want to retire, you want to sit out, like, we don't have to pay you, and we can figure this out. But and that seems to be where they are. But if he's determined to get out, then he has the opportunity, you know, to convince them he's serious by not showing up for work. So the next time that would really matter would be middle of June when they had their mini camp. And if he doesn't show for that and he gets fined for it, then you'll know to take him seriously. And then if he didn't show up for training camp, same thing there. So it could definitely stretch. There's no question about it.
Dan, we know that it seems like the answer should basically be everyone outside of maybe Mahomes and Buffalo. But if you're looking at the landscape of NFL teams, are there any that make an overwhelming amount of sense on both sides that should absolutely be going all in to try and get Aaron?
Sure. I mean, everybody should be making a call, right? But if you're the Packers, you don't really want him in the NFC. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, we know he's a West Coast guy and he prefers teams out there. So, I mean, San Francisco does make sense. It's just the timing doesn't really match up. They already traded all their picks and seems like they're locked in on somebody. I wish I knew. They're going to take somebody tonight. We'll finally find out. So Denver, I think, is really interesting. They're not, obviously, I know Denver's not on a coast. Don't want anybody to get upset, but it's further west. They're interesting because they're looking for a solution there. Obviously, John Elway's always been looking for a solution there since he had Peyton Manning, and this would be a similar kind of move, depending on the price. I'm sure that they're going to, if they haven't already, heard from John Gruden and the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know. I mean, yeah. The Rams just got Matthew Stafford, but is that – that rules something like this out? I would think West, and I would think AFC.
Go West, young man, indeed. Dan Graziano, our ESPN NFL insider. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Graziano ESPN. Dan, enjoy the rest of what seems like it's shaping up to be a chaotic night, my friend. Thank you.
Fantastic. You too. Thank you.
Dan Graziano joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Denver, remember your training. You have been through this before, and it worked out very well the last time. But again, Aaron Rodgers wants out, but we've kind of known and felt that for a while. Is this all going to end up being much ado about nothing? Is Aaron Rodgers already someone we knew wanted out, and we still haven't seen any movement. We'll get to what should happen next for the Packers star quarterback on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.